Having a chat today with Sam Telfer, member for Flinders and also Shadow Treasurer as well. Sam, good morning, mate. How you going?
Yeah, very well. Great to be here.
Oh, great to have you in the studio once again. Now, the big thing, of course, the 3G switch off. There's been a couple of delays with that and the likes. They've pushed it back and the likes. How's this whole thing playing out now?
Yeah, thankfully for our community, they have delayed it. Now, this is coming off the back of a lot of pressure from especially us as local communities. I've been trying to make sure that both Telstra and Optus, as well as the federal government, have an understanding of what it would mean for communities which rely still on the 3G network, and not just for phone coverage, which I've got ongoing concerns about, but also a lot of devices, agricultural products, medical devices, that still rely on the 3G network. Mm. And if that was to be switched off at a time where communities weren't ready for it, I'm really worried about what the repercussions could be. So we were calling for that to be slowed down, and thankfully it was listened to. Now the 3G network is going to be still with us until about the end of October. So it's a bit more time for people to prepare, make sure they know if their phones are only on the 3G network. And also, I'd like to hear, as your local MP, about any areas which still only have 3G coverage, no 4G or above, because these are the sort of conversations I need to be aware of so I can take that message to higher up decision makers.
And of course, weather conditions, and in particular relating to farmers and harvests and the likes there, what's going on there?
Oh, it's a pretty challenging season on the land this year, and right around South Australia. There hasn't been a lot of rainfall. And the break of the season was pretty late. So, look, it's an opportunity, I think, that we need to be putting that message out to people further abroad that aren't in agriculture, that indeed it is a tight season. Businesses are under pressure. And look, if you are a farming or agriculture business that's out there at the moment that is feeling the full brunt of the dry season, be proactive in reaching out for support through rural business support, for instance, where I'm pointing people towards, because we need to be one step ahead of what your banks or your accountants are thinking, and try and be proactive. If we have a season like this where it's a dry season, production's down. The impacts aren't just on those farming businesses. It's on regional communities, and it's on the state economy as a whole, because so much of what is driven in our state's economy comes from our regional areas, and especially agriculture. And right across the state, not just here on the EP, but YP and the southeast and the mid-north are all struggling this year. So make sure if you're a business, you be proactive and reach out, because we need to make sure you're sustainable in the long term.
Member for Flinders, Sam Telfer, thank you very much for coming in today.
Always a pleasure.